Congratulations, Oakland and the Bay Area and Golden State Warrior fans everywhere. They are the NBA champions, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers last night in Cleveland, 105-97. Golden State's first NBA title in 40 years. Warriors guard Steph Curry spoke after the game.
World champs, this is what it's all about. To have our families here, our whole team, coaches, staff, everybody be a part of it. We're going to remember this for a long time.
Curry was regular season MVP, but Andre Iguodala was championship MVP last night. That's the first time that honor went to a player who didn't start a single regular season game. And by the way, there's talk that Steph Curry's adorable daughter, who stole the scene at early press conferences, may get a mini championship ring. But meanwhile, the win was celebrated in a practically empty Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland as Cleveland fans fled. But back at the Oracle Arena in Oakland, fans made some noise. Sounds from Oakland last night. But as we said, for Cleveland fans, an even longer wait now for any major sports championship. When LeBron James returned from Miami to play for the Cavs this season, fans thought this might be it. But last night's loss was tempered with some optimism. Mark Uricchi from Here and Now contributor WCPN reports.
It's been 51 years since a major professional sports team in Cleveland brought home a championship, but they've come painfully close. The Cavaliers were decimated by injuries in this year's playoffs and had no business winning any game in the finals. Yet last night, when all seemed lost, they teased their fans by coming back in the final minute to make the TV announcers stop talking about crowning the Warriors.
Forces up the three and gets it! Knocks it in! That's a four-point game! Livingston knocked out of bounds!
How about this from Cleveland? Not going away yet.
But in the end, some great three-point shots by the Warriors' Steph Curry sealed the deal. Cleveland fan Mike Kelly of Canton was sitting on the sidewalk outside the arena as worn out as his undermanned team, even with injuries to key players. He expected the Cavs to make the finals and maybe expected to have the trophy pulled away at the last minute, too.
You know what? My expectations were everything that we got. This is a city that hurts. That is tired of losing, that is tired of being second best.
Others know that feeling. Tom Dressler of Kent.
Just as disappointing as every other year. At this point, I'm used to it.
Cavs fan Tony Doody of Portland, Oregon, tried to fly in yesterday, but missed a connecting flight in Chicago and had to drive a rental car the last 400 miles to get to the game, 5 minutes before it started.
I'm not angry. I'm resigned. And actually, given all the injuries, I'm thrilled. They shouldn't have made it this far in, so I'm thrilled. You know, wait till next year. Oh, wait, that's the Cleveland mantra. Wait till next year.
In fact, a surprising number of fans strolling by sidewalk cafes last night were pretty upbeat about the future. Hannah Cessna of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, was new to basketball until her boyfriend got her involved 3 years ago.
Every year has been better than the last. And this year had just been the year. I mean, like, every game, like, we went to a game in the Eastern Conference Finals, it felt, am I allowed to swear?
No.
It felt freaking awesome. It felt awesome.
The Cavs are a young team, and their local hero LeBron James, in physical and emotional pain after the loss, knows about comebacks.
One thing you can do is just try to pick yourself back up whenever that time may be. And then just go at it again.
Mike Kelly may have heard that as he sat on the sidewalk. He considered that the Warriors beat the Cavaliers without their players Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving.
They beat LeBron James. They didn't beat the Cavaliers. They didn't beat a big squad. They beat LeBron James. Add Kyrie Irving. Add Kevin Love. Let me know how that works out for you. We'll see you next year.
Las Vegas odds makers have already made the Cavaliers the favorite to win it all in 2016. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Uricchi in Cleveland.